This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, May 2, 2017. Ray Lamont writes in today's Gloucester Times, a Gloucester boater is being hailed as a hero after he pulled three people from chilly waters near the mouth of the Enisquam River on Saturday after their boat had capsized off Wingersheek Beach. Christian Degley was alone on his 20-foot boat in the little river near Nichols Candies between 5:30 and 6 p.m. when he heard a radio call from the Coast Guard asking for anyone in the area to respond to a capsized boat with a man, woman, and child in the water. Degley contacted the Coast Guard and said he was on the way. He's quoted as saying, I figured I was about 10 minutes away, so I headed up there, located a boat, and then I found a woman in the water with a life jacket. She wanted me to go find her son first, but I couldn't see anybody else because it was so rough out. Degley said the man and the boy were clinging to a boat bumper, using it as a flotation device when he saw them later. Crews from Coast Guard Station Gloucester, the Gloucester Harbor Master's Office, and the Gloucester Fire Department also responded to the area of Wingersheek Beach, but Degley reached the scene first, according to City Harbor Master T.J. Shimitaro. Degley brought the woman, her husband, and their son, around 9 or 10 years of age, to the Coast Guard vessel, which took them to Lobster Cove and a waiting ambulance. All three were transported to Addison Gilbert Hospital, where they were treated and then released. The Harbor Master's Office did not know that, and the Coast Guard did not release the names of the victims on Monday. Shimitaro said the incident unfolded when the three people heading out of Essex Bay into the mouth of the Enisquam in a 15-foot aluminum skiff struck a sandbar off Wingersheek Beach in the face of waves in excess of 4 feet. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times, story written by Ray Lamont. Town meetings are making news in Marblehead and Saugus. Bill Newell has news on what was debated Monday night in each town.
That's right, Rick. More on the town meetings. The town clerk position in the town of Marblehead will remain elected as town meeting rejected a proposal to change the position to an appointed one on Monday night. Gayla Colley writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn, the Marblehead town meeting was dominated by the citizen petition centered around the town clerk position and was relatively routine before the proposal was up for debate. The petition was defeated 389 to 166, keeping the position elected, but the matter wasn't easily resolved. A petition from 12 voters from the town meeting requesting that the vote be conducted by secret ballot was honored, meaning that hundreds of members voted individually by paper ballot, which then had to be counted. In Saugus, town meeting agreed to appropriate $1 million for the town's park and playgrounds on Monday night. Bridget Turcott writes on the item's front page, the two articles passed pertaining to the parks, one for $500,000 to repair and maintain existing playgrounds, and a second for $500,000 to add security lighting and cameras to three parks, Bristow Street Park, Veterans Elementary School, and Belmonte Middle School. Quote, it seems we're spending a lot of money on things that we don't really need, said William Cash, a Saugus police officer. When the town manager gets up here and talks about priorities, I think police and fire deserve to be priorities. So far this year, we've given $500,000 to parks and playgrounds, and it looks like it's going to be another $500,000. I read different things are being allocated in this article, $30,000 for seesaws and some sort of fire engine playground equipment. The priority should be for more on the town employees than $100,000 on a lacrosse wall. But town manager Scott Crabtree said the money will be used for much-needed repairs to parks, some which haven't been updated for half a decade. Improvements to Stackpole Field and removing apparatuses such as steel slides are on the list of things to do. There is more on both of these town meetings, Marblehead and Saugus, in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
Thank you, Bill. Salem News is reporting that police and fire crews responded about 4 p.m. Monday to reports of a large sinkhole on Lowell Street in Peabody following a major water main break. Police arriving on scene a few minutes later discovered that, although the break was significant with water geysering some 10 to 15 feet into the air, the sinkhole was considerably less so. Officers said when they began receiving calls about the break, scanner reports described it as massive. But when the flood subsided a few minutes after a water department crew shut off the main, the sinkhole more closely resembled the beginnings of a pothole at a seam in the pavement. Water department supervisors described the break as a routine pressure break, and they expected to have repairs completed within 3 to 4 hours. Traffic was moving normally again shortly after 4:15 p.m., and by 4:30, water department workers had cordoned off half of the eastbound lane to begin excavating the break. More on the story in today's Salem News. Thomas Grillo writes on itemlive.com, no decisions have been made about the future of emergency care at Union Hospital after it closes in 2019. Members of the Emergent Urgent Care Planning Group, which includes hospital executives, public officials, and residents, met at City Hall on Monday in a two-hour meeting that was closed to the press and public. And again, this is in Lynn. Dr. David J. Roberts, president of the North Shore Medical Center, said the meeting was one of many to determine the scope of emergency room services NSMC will provide in Lynn after Union shutters its campus. He's quoted as saying, "Our goal is to keep some form of emergency care, hopefully at the Union campus, but that will depend on who buys it. It could be located in another Lynn location," according to Roberts. Last year, the State Department of Public Health unanimously approved a $180 million expansion of NSMC that will close Union and move the beds to the new Salem campus in 2019. The medical facilities in Lynn and Salem are a part of Partners Healthcare. They recently posted the biggest annual operating loss in its 22-year history when it reported $108 million. That's $108 million in losses on operations in the fiscal year that ended September 30, 2016. More on this story in today's Item Live. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with a North Shore Sports Update. Lynn Classical Baseball and Softball keep winning. They're both undefeated. Baseball defeated Gloucester 4-1 yesterday. They're now 10-0 on the season. Classical Softball also defeated Gloucester 4-1. They're 8-0 on the season. Perennial Northeastern Conference Baseball powerhouse Danvers throttled Marblehead last night 12-3. Swampscott Baseball also posted a win, while Beverly edged Salem 7-5. Marblehead softball handed Danvers softball their first loss of the year. Both teams are now 7-1, 7-2 the final score in Marblehead yesterday. This is Marblehead coach Johnny Gold.
I think it starts with the first inning. They executed two really good bunts, so they had two runners on, and Charlotte just bared down and struck out the side after that. That was huge for us to get us out of that inning. Every time that they might have got a runner on, Charlotte just came back and took somebody down. We played a tight defense of game all day. Mercedes Pelletier, who bats ninth for us, she had three big hits. Charlotte had two hits and keeps on hitting the ball. And then it was big because they were coming back. They were a good team, Davis. I think they're 7-0, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. It was 6-1. Well, we're 7-1 now, but Montana took that ball out of the park, and that was big for us. It was a big hit for her and just for the whole team, and it was nice because I think in my career here, 13 years, this is only the third time we've ever beaten Danvers, so that was a big win, and it's a happy win for these kids.
On the mound for the Magicians, Charlotte Plackins with a 10-strikeout performance. At the plate, Montana Joyce with a solo home run in the sixth inning over the left center field wall. Marblehead softball coach Johnny Gold. Sports Today, Danvers baseball at Saugus, Saugus softball at Danvers. Justin Fusile is back as boys basketball coach at Swampscott High School. He took over midway through part of last year. He coached the team for 4 years several years ago. The team won just one game last year. They're looking for better things this year.
I just think it's such an honor to coach in Swampscott, and I think it's a duty to make them a great team. I really think that when you're the head coach of varsity from the Swampscott, it's your responsibility, it's your duty to get the most out of your players every single practice, every single game. And you should improve all year long. If you're not improving all year long, you're doing something wrong. You got to step it up. So we're going to step up our game. We're going to get better every single game, every single practice, and see where we end up at the end of the season every year.
Swampscott head boys basketball coach Justin Fusile. That's sports. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.